I've written a big 52-minute piece, which is based on a poem by René Dumal, a French poet.
Felder is an internationally acclaimed composer. Tonight's performance will feature a 35-piece orchestra, plus 12 channels of electronics.
And also uses poems that are in satellite orbit around the central poem, two of which are written by my former colleague and Buffalo native Robert Creeley, and another poem by Dana Gioia, who is currently a professor at the University of Southern California, but was the director of the National Endowment for the Arts from 2000 to 2008. And as well, there are some fragments from some work by Pablo Neruda.
The concert will blend a new and old piece.
Both pieces involve a good-sized chamber orchestra, and as you can see from the hall here, we have 12 channels of electronic sound that operates around the audience during the course of the piece. The first piece has a percussion soloist, and the second piece has two solo singers who sing the text. Ethan Hirschenfeld, who's a bass voice from New York and opera singer, beautiful voice, very low voice as well. And the other voice is Laura Aiken, who is a soprano, Buffalo native, and is an extremely well-known and quite famous dramatic soprano who has sung many times at La Scala and had major roles.
What is the challenge when you take poetry like that and try to put it into a piece as you compose?
There's a lot of challenges. The first challenge is trying to find something musical that is in some way worthy of the poetry. Poetry, as you know, is very musical already by itself. All of these poets have great musical sensibility. Creeley was very close with lots of musicians, particularly jazz musicians. Dana Gioia studied music, and much of the thematic quality of his work involves musical materials.
Felder was inspired by the poets to compose this new piece.
I've been enamored and lucky enough to work with many of these poets. Dumal is a poet that I never met, but has been a very important poet to me in terms of his career, what he worked on, what his interests were. And so that was the sort of genesis for the project, and it's been probably in some ways about 4 or 5 years in the making.
The first thing, and right. Then you have the tail.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
At one of the rehearsals, work was underway to complete the final electronic sounds of this composed piece. Felder and his crew tweaked away. They provided a little sample as a sneak peek, but Felder didn't want to reveal the theme, preferring that the audience be surprised at this evening's performance.
The question is, you may lose the...
Okay.
You know? Yeah. Like, for example,
Olivier Pasquet is a sound artist and composer working with Felder. He described this creation as two different worlds, bringing together the instrumental with those electronic sounds.
Sometimes these two worlds are, they are together, they fit together. Sometimes they are in opposition, and this relationship is very interesting. And I think, for our part, for the electronics, the relation between the instrumental part and the electronics is very interesting.
For Pasquet, it's all about acoustics versing electronics so that it melts together for a precise performance.
And some other sounds are completely different. They come from another world. And the interesting part is really to go from this world from the pure abstraction to what you see on stage and hear on stage.
But beyond blending the music and electronics, there are many challenges to this dynamic show. J.T. Rinker is managing director for the Center for 21st Century Music. Rinker says the challenges include setup, rehearsals, and making sure those traveling for tonight's performance make it to Buffalo. He says there are so many moving parts.
The actual production of the events are sort of the most exciting time for me, to have all of these great musicians here working together, working with Olivier and David Felder throughout the entire process. Those are sort of the really sort of amazing parts of everything coming together.
And assisting with the many moving parts on stage is Chris Jacobs, Director of Music Technology at UB. He says many things will need to be in place tonight for a flawless show.
A lot of things can go wrong, and Usually they don't, and so our goal, and especially my goal, is to have all the systems in place, and you know, it's everything very basic from, you know, having cabling that works and is reliable to you know, being familiar with the equipment and getting everything configured properly and in place for the event.
Felder tells WBFO News he doubts you will find anything as unique as 12 electronic sounds blended with music and poetry on any concert stage. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.